Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
3-4!
Welcome back, Ted Woodward. Ted the Sports Head has the music this week. He's picked Cities That Rock for his Wednesday theme. And this, of course, Jason, is what?
A song. How'd I do?
This is Cleveland Rocks.
Well, there you go. Cleveland Rocks.
Yeah.
Was I supposed to know that?
Well, you've never seen the Drew Carey show?
I wasn't a big fan, no.
That's too bad. He's the host of The Price is Right now.
I know he is, but thank you for filling me
Cut
in with that.
Cut the music, Tom. I just wanted to say that. And he did it, so a little early, but it's all good. Let's go back to the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline and talk to Wichita Trinity baseball coach Brett Lentz. Brett, how are you?
Doing pretty well. How are you guys?
We're doing well. You've got a great team going into the Class 4A state baseball tournament. You start tomorrow in Salina, 3:30 the game time against Mulvane. You're 18-1. I think your only loss was the first doubleheader of the year, so you're at about 17 straight wins. What's gone so right for this club over the last couple months?
It's been we've had a few games that were pretty close. I'd say probably the biggest thing for our club that's helped out a lot is they haven't quit. They've beat some pretty good teams in the last inning, which has been huge for them. I remember they came back twice, both games against a very good Kingman team. They came back against a very good Augusta team in the regional final. So I'd say just, they've had ups and downs, but they've continued to fight. So I've been pretty proud of them in that regard.
Well, obviously they got a lot of confidence. I mean, to finish 18-1 and on a streak like you are, and in those games when you got to switch the momentum, obviously the boys are right there, and that's got to be a big part of it.
Yeah, for sure. They definitely have, when they've needed to step up. I've had some key guys step up when they need to. So.
All right, Brett Lentz, our guest. He's from the Wichita Trinity baseball program. They begin the Class 4A tournament tomorrow in Salina. Mulvane, that's a team you've played this season already. You swept them in a doubleheader. What did you take away from that series, or that doubleheader, I guess? And anything you can use now, you'll be facing their ace. So what do you expect tomorrow?
Well, I mean, I expect to see the very same good club that we faced. That was, if I remember correctly, game one against them. That was actually another really close game. So they're a good team. They have great athletes. They have a good guy on the mound. I expect to see the same competitive team we faced early. It gives us some confidence knowing we've played them, but they're definitely not a team that you take lightly by any regard. So,
does it help the fact that you have played them, and how much time do you spend with the guys? You know, obviously going to be able to go over who's pitching and how he throws and going over certain situations. Do you spend a lot of the time with the kids with that, or do you just let them focus on what they do best?
We haven't spent a ton of time on it. Honestly, we've talked about it. We definitely make sure that they're focused on the task at hand, because you don't want them to get overconfident. But mostly, I just want them to go out and play baseball. It does help, obviously, that we've played the team. It's kind of nice going into the state tournament, knowing that so there's not that big unknown of what you're going to face. So we kind of know what to expect. So I know that's helpful for the boys, but no, we haven't spent too much time, mostly just trying to stay focused and get ready to play.
Brett Lentz, our guest, he's a Wichita Trinity baseball coach. You went 18-3 last year, lost in the first round of the 4A, it was Division II back then, tournament. So surprised at all that you repeated that success, or was this something that was expected to be right back where you are again this year?
I wouldn't necessarily say surprised. I mean, it's an expectation that we want to get there. We don't take it for granted. We definitely have to put in the time. I know we had some things go our way this year, which I'll take. But I would definitely say once you've had success, it's good to kind of make that an expectation that each year that's the bar that you want to rise to. So pretty much from day one, that's kind of been what we've been telling the boys. And I think I definitely saw it in the regional. They came in the championship game and beat an incredibly good Augusta team coming back. So I think they see that as well.
Well, I want you to talk a little bit about your roster, some of the players that you've been really excited about, are happy with, and guys that have really stepped up for you this year. Can you just tell us about some of those guys?
Yeah. Probably first guy that comes to mind is my senior, my guy on the mound, Nate Adler. I've had him since he's a freshman. I had his brother, Big Ben, when he was here. And Nate's had an incredible year. He's a very gifted young man, both in the classroom and, you know, as an athlete. He's done really well for us, not only defensively, but also he's helped us hit it, as well as on the mound. He's been very dominant. He has 7 wins and no loss. I think he goes out and pitches with confidence. So that's been really cool to see. Some other guys that pop into mind, I know, from an outfielder's perspective, my center fielder, Colin Paul. I know he's been tremendous. He had to step into some pretty big shoes that a senior left last year. He's also my leadoff guy. He's a guy that kind of leads with a quiet demeanor, but he's done, in my opinion, really well this year. He made a sensational catch in the championship game against Augusta that sealed the deal for us. I could go on. We have a lot of just good, talented young kids, but they're good kids and they work hard. And they really want to go the distance. So.
Coach, before we let you go, we've got Nickerson and Bueller, and I know they're not necessarily, you know, in this part of the county, but they're in the Wichita area, I guess, to a degree. And what have you thought of 4A baseball and your league and your division this year? Like you said, you've played a lot of close games. I know it's been pretty competitive.
Yeah. I've definitely seen, I've seen a lot of competitive baseball this year, just like you said. There's a lot of talent, and I think necessarily, especially with 4A, I think there's a lot of talent that gets overlooked. A lot of just really scrappy teams, both in our league and just in the area, that make for challenging games. I mean, there's not teams that you take lightly because anybody could beat, you know, anybody on any given day. So,
all right, well, very good. Congratulations on the season you've had so far, 18-1, 17-game winning streak, and now you've got Mulvane in the first round of the state baseball tournament in Salina. We wish you luck, and we'll catch up with you again.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks a lot. There goes Brett Lentz.
Big game tomorrow.
Big one.
Big
we,
game.
We'll be having our eye on it. Unfortunately, we won't be able to give real-time updates because no show tomorrow. We give way to Wichita State baseball with Mike Kennedy back on the call.
But you could probably listen to Andrew. Won't Andrew be on that call?
No, Andrew is not allowed to broadcast something with, I believe, the Keisha rules.
Oh, really?
We'd love to hear from Andrew, I'm sure he's listening, to explain why he's not going to be on the call of that game.
Yeah, that's interesting.
His Mulvane broadcasting career is abruptly over.
Wow.
Sad,
I feel bad for the kid.
Yeah, it's too bad.
That's eating him up, guaranteed.
It has to be. You going to get out to any high school events this weekend, maybe state track?
I can't. We're going up to Kansas City for the weekend.
Oh, that's right.
We're leaving at 6:01.
Little Great Wolf Lodge time at
no,
all?
No.
Worlds
no,
of Fun?
No. I've been there. You know what? I wasn't a huge fan of that place.
Really?
I really wasn't. For the amount of money you pay to get into that place, yeah. I was not.
I haven't been to an amusement park in many, many years.
They've never been my thing. Even as a kid, I wasn't high on any of that stuff. So, no, just kind of do this and that. I know there's some things that we're going to do or planned on doing. I don't know when, but we'll go up. The kids will have a good time. It'll be fun.
There you go. Hour number two coming up. Jive Talk at the top of the hour. And we will start Top 10 Wednesday, the Top 10 Sports awards or trophies we'd like to win, or we wish we could win, or we wish we had the ability.
Do we need to know the trophy name? No, just whatever it is.
Yeah, but
I didn't have time to look up all the trophy names.
Well, look it up.
Nah, not gonna do that.
You've got about 20 minutes.
I'll have let other people can fill me in on it.
The next segment belongs to me. I'll ridicule your picks at 5:20.
What a surprise that'll be to everyone listening. Shocker to the world.
But for now, we'll take a break. Stay with us. Hour number two of The Drive coming up.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.